available over the counter in pharmacies. As things stand, you actually have to go to your local GP to get a prescription for the morning after pill. And I'm joined on the line by Dr. Catriona Henchin, who is the medical director of the Irish Family Planning Association. Catriona, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're saying, look, let's cut through all of this red tape. First of all, what is the theory behind having to go to the GP for the morning after pill?
Well, that's purely because it is described as a prescription-only medication. So anything that's listed as a prescription-only medication, you must go to see a GP for it. You know, it just simply has always been that way.
What is it like in the UK? Can you get the morning after pill?
The morning after pill over the counter. Over the counter. In the UK. And in total, there's about 16 European countries now that will have it as an over the counter preparation.
So, as far as your association is concerned, this is antiquated legislation that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I mean, it really just needs to be updated because there's no good medical reason, there's no safety issue. In terms of serious side effects or maybe people getting it that, you know, it would be unsuitable for it. There's no serious problems like that with it. So there's no good reason for it not to be available over the counter.
The important timelines, I suppose, to remember about the morning after pill is that it will work best, obviously, within the first 24 hours after inception. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, after that, even though it's licensed for use for up to 3 days, by the second day, the failure rate has considerably increased, and people might not always be aware of that. And quite often, because of trying to access an appointment, they may actually experience a delay, which is actually putting them into a higher failure rate than if they had got it straight away.
I assume that the likelihoods of changing the legislation on this fall to the remit of the Department of Health, yes?
I would imagine so. I mean, it needs to be just, it would be a licensing kind of an issue that it would be needed, preparations need to be changed to have an over-the-counter license rather than a prescription-only license.
Have you been empowered to make any public or political representations to any ministers that might have a sympathetic ear to this?
I mean, the organisation would actually just make representations on issues like this, you know, fairly regularly. I'm not aware of what the current situation is, whether or not there is anybody sympathetic or whether there is actually any move afoot to change things. But certainly we would continue to put forward the position that this would be a better way to give it out.
Some people will describe the morning after pill as the abortion pill. We're not going down the road of the morality element of all of this. But, I mean, do you think that that's part of the reason why, you know, we have a system in this country where you have to go to your GP to get the morning after?
I think it may contribute to the whole fear around people maybe wanting to engage with it. But basically, I mean, it's actually quite scientifically proven that what the current available emergency contraceptive pill does is that it will delay ovulation. It will prevent an egg being released. It'll put it off for about 5 or 6 days. So, in fact, all it can do is prevent conception. It cannot, in fact, disrupt a pregnancy if a pregnancy had occurred. So it is completely inaccurate to consider it in any way related to abortion.
You're also, I think, the annual report, Catriona, also suggests that because the emergency contraceptive pill isn't available over the counter, it is increasing the risk of unplanned pregnancies. Do we have any stats on that?
We wouldn't have definite statistics on people who are saying that they, you know, on the numbers of people who have become pregnant as a result of not accessing morning after pills. But certainly, anecdotally, we would come across women who, for example, A, may have actually not known where to access it, were turned away from either hospitals or clinics because they didn't provide it there, and then just let it go and then became pregnant as a result. Now, I don't actually have statistics as to how many women specifically that happens to every year, but it certainly does happen.
So, where to now? I mean, you can only operate, obviously, within the law, Catriona, and it will be up at the end of the day to our legislators to decide or not decide. Is there anything sort of happening that would suggest that there might be a change of thought on this?
Not that I'm aware of. There is no, as far as I know, there is no particular move to change it at the moment. I mean, the fact that recently, even though it had been available over-the-counter in the UK, they recently also brought forward new ideas, which was that they could now start to advertise it, because they felt that even though it was now accessible, that because awareness wasn't high enough, it wasn't being used enough. So they've actually introduced an advertising campaign. And you know, that has, I think, raised awareness of it here, because obviously people see the same TV here as they see in the UK. So I think that's, things like that are actually going to help, because if people are more aware of it and more aware of how, you know, the need for getting it quickly, they're more likely to access it. And there's more likely to be more of a push for making it over-the-counter when people are more aware of it.
Okay, and finally, you are making the point also that at the end of the day, women should be talking to their GPs about long-term contraception needs.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the other thing that's very important. To the other message is that while obviously if somebody has had unprotected sex, you would like them to go and get an emergency pill, they should be aware that even if they take it in the optimal time, it is less effective than most other methods of contraception. So it will be far better if they then proceeded to get in touch with their GP, family planning clinic, well woman clinic, whatever, to get some sort of long-term contraceptive.
All right, Katrina, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that. That's Dr. Katrina Hinchin there, Medical Director of the Irish Family Planning Association, just on their annual report, where they're just suggesting that the morning after pill should be available, like it is in, I think she said, 16 other European countries, over the counter, as opposed to here, where you have to go to your GP and get your morning after pill only on prescription.